holy and acceptable unto God, which is your what? Reasonable service, that you may know that good and that perfect and acceptable will of God. He said, be not conformed to this world, but be you what? Transformed by the renewing of your mind. You got to know that you are a transformer. You got to know that something inside of you is different than what's on the outside of you. You got to know by the transforming, by the renewing of your mind. I need to make my mind new. Now, how? I can't make my mind new by doing the same old thing every day in my flesh. I can't make my mind new by focusing on the same old stuff. I need to focus on what God has, because the new things that he has for me, for one, he woke me up this morning with new mercies. Yeah. So God makes everything new. The Bible says that if any man be in Christ, he is a what? New creature. Behold, old things have passed away, and all things have become what? New. The newness of God. That's what I'm seeking for. He says now, he says, casting down imaginations, every high thing that is thought itself against the knowledge of God, bringing to captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now I need to bring into captivity. I need to bind this stuff. I have the power to bind it up. I have the power to stop it. And you know, many times we say whatever come to our mind. And do you know that everything you think is not your thought? Sometimes there's a seed planted by the devil. And you sitting there defending a thought that ain't even yours to begin with. Because I think. You know, I thought about that. I thought this person didn't like me. And you know what? They ain't got a problem with you. Because the enemy put that thought there. You think you won't make it. And God is saying, I got a plan on the other side of this for you. You get to the valley and you say, oh, I don't think I'm going to make it out this valley. But God said, you made it out the other ones. And David said, yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I don't have to fear evil because you are what? With me. Anybody feel like that sometime? You feel like, I don't know if I'm going to make it this time. I don't know if I'm going to achieve this time. But do you know that God, he said that we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us? Amen? Amen. And so we fight in this warfare against the enemy, but sometimes we let the enemy have the upper hand. The Bible says don't give him occasion, or don't let him have the upper hand on us. But sometimes we give it to him by fighting against one another. And so that's why he always puts you against a family member. That's why he always puts you against a co-worker or somebody, you know, a classmate or whatever. He puts you against them so that you can fight with each other so you don't recognize what he's doing. We fall back with Cain and Abel. We start fighting each other rather than just worshiping God. If you just keep your eye on God, you ain't got to look at what somebody else is offering and whether or not they're being accepted by God. If I can just keep my eye on the Father, if I can just follow him and lift up my eyes into the hills from whence coming my help, because my help comes from God. Oh, come on and say amen here. From the beginning of time, there's been a fight of good and evil, a fight against darkness and light. And so we have to understand that the fight hasn't ended yet. There's still a war going on. The Bible said that there was a war in heaven. And the Bible says that there was Satan, this angel took a third of the other angels, and they rebelled against God. But the Bible says Michael and his angels, they cast them down. And later on, we found Jesus saying, I saw Satan fall like lightning. Do you know that when we pray, let thy will, kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, we're saying, God, just like you whipped him in heaven, we need him to whip him down here on earth. Come on and say amen in here. We need to know that whatever we're dealing with, whatever situation arises, that we have victory already. You got to think yourself into defeat. You got to think, come on and say amen. You got to talk yourself into succumbing to whatever has come against you. You got to begin to speak negative and start thinking negative. And so we have to watch what we say. Jesus said, what goes in a man doesn't defile him, but what comes out of a man. Then we find out in Proverbs, he says to us that he said that you're snared by the words of your mouth. He said that from the increase of your lips, your belly is satisfied. The word belly meaning your mind. You're satisfied whenever you say, I knew I wasn't going to make it. Well, that's what you thought to begin with. So you didn't make it. I knew I wasn't going to get it. That's what you thought to begin with. You didn't use your faith. You didn't use what God has given you to be able to overcome in this life. The Bible tells us we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. And so if I'm more than a conqueror, what am I? I'm an overcomer. And so therefore, For the Bible says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our whole testimony. So I need to start talking right. And so if I need to start talking right, that means I need to start thinking right. And so I need to get my mind on Christ. I need to get my mind on the word of God. What did God say about my situation? What did God say about my circumstance? And if God said it, then I don't need to argue and reason with it. I don't need to start thinking about, I wonder if God's going to do it. You got to know that God is faithful even when we're not.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries in Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Bell Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Tempe, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Tempe, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
K-A-Y-T, Tina Alexandria, 88.1.
Baby mama. You already know though. Check it out. Hey.
They wanna ask how long I'll be here. I say forever, let's just be clear. I'm gonna love you.
All of my life, it's the best of my life.
I'll be loving you.
All of my life, it's the best of my life. I'll be loving you.
Everybody that's up in here, throw your best up so it's clear. I'm gonna love you.
All of my life, it's the best of my life.
I'll be loving you.
All of my life.
I just want to show you that it's certain.
Okay.
When my hands up, I call it worship.
Okay.
Yeah, I know it's real. Yeah, I know it's real.
Oh dear.
And I ain't got a question now, I feel.
Yeah.
Give me purpose. No, I never ever nervous. Everything you say, believe her. No, I never ever leave her. I ain't stepping down off this word. I'ma keep this thing clear, that's for sure.
Well.
Wanna ask how long I'll be here? I say forever, let's just be clear. I'm gonna be loving you.
All of my life, it's the rest of my life.
I'll be loving you.
All of my life, it's the rest of my life. I'm gonna be loving you.
Now everybody that's up in here, throw your best up so it's clear. I'm gonna be loving you.
All of my life, it's the rest of my life.
I'll be loving you.
All of my life, it's the rest of my life. I'm gonna be loving you.
I love how my God, it feels the same about me. You can hear me telling in my testimony. He's alright, you say. He's alright, trust me. And we're going up. He gonna rain down victory. Everything that you need, he can guarantee. Love that will make you whole, let it overflow. So here's where I'll be. I just gotta let you know.
Wanna ask how long I'll be here? I said forever, let's just be clear.
For the rest of my life, I'll be loving you.
Everybody that's up in here, throw your best up so it's clear. I'm loving you.
All of my life, for the rest of my life. All of my life, for the rest of my life, I'll be loving you.
Neither the hurt, neither the hate.
Ha.
Neither the time, I gotta wait.
Ha.
Neither the death will separate.
Ha.
Never change my mind. Never from the love of God.
Everybody
that's up in here, throw your best up so it's clear. I'm gonna
be loving you.
the rest of my life.
Forever.
All of my life. By the rest of my life.
I got it, and I love it. The favor.
Make them believe.
Today, yep, today. It's hard to tell who's a real believer. But if you're real, stand up and let me see ya. Raise your voice one time for the Savior. Don't wait too late. Right now the world is really in need of somebody that ain't afraid to speak up. To live the way that they others want to be. Yeah. It really doesn't matter where you've been. If you're with it,
say so.
If you're with it,
say so.
If you're with it,
say so.
Now it's time to say so.
All the believers, come out. Don't be afraid to say it loud.
If you're with it,
say so.
If you're with it,
say so.
If you're with it,
say so.
Now it's time to say so.
All the believers, come out. Don't be afraid to say it loud.
You say, you say that you're truly a believer. But ain't nobody ever gonna believe you. If Sunday is the only day they see ya, don't wait too late. Right now the world is really in need of somebody that ain't afraid to speak up. To live a way that makes others wanna be ya. It don't matter where you've been. Raise your voice up, yeah, and join in. Oh, if you're with it, if you're with it,
say so.
Come on, now it's time to say so.
Say so. All the believers, come out. Don't be afraid to say it loud.
Give it up for the Lord right now. Oh, oh,
oh. Make them believe.
Greenwood, 92.5.
Listen here, folks. With all the heartache, trouble, and pain in the world, sometimes you need someone to help us lighten our spirits with some good, clean family fun. Coming to the Leesville Event Center on Saturday, September 28th, Julandi's Isle presents Operation Laugh-A-Looyah, the kind of laughs that will leave you gasping for air. This grand slam of a comedy night will be hosted by entertainer Yielded, with a knockout lineup of comedians including Tanya D, Cousin Al, Mother Mitty, and Big Skinny. The Leesville Event Center on September 28th to hear the purest comedy straight from the heart.
Another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO FM.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King.
Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't fake what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth. I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I tried, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory and sing. No rules, no rules. don't have much to bring. My heart's torn to pieces. It's my own.